Welcome to the Golden State Warriors podcast. That's GLDNSTATWarrior.com. Now here's your host, Vito.
Hello world. This is the first ever Golden State Warrior podcast. And rightfully, I should talk about the name. Where the hell did that come from? It's my Xbox Live gamertag name. And it basically came because that's how many characters you could fit in, and that's the best way I can spell it. Crazy. Crazy kids in their weird elite speak and whatever that stuff is. Anyways, that's the name. That's what I did for the blog. The blog just kind of came when I picked up season tickets. I said, well, wanna document this whole damn thing. So, started doing that. I don't know if anybody's ever read it. Probably not. And probably no one will listen to the podcast. With that said, gonna do a little talking here with one of my buddies, the other friend of mine who has a season ticket, who's attended a ton of games with me as well. So let's do some talking. All right. So let's talk about the Sunday game.
Lakers.
In LA. Ellis, definitely the all-star of the night. 31 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists. Pretty much put Kobe to shame, would you agree?
I wouldn't go that far.
Nah, just shut him down completely, or did Jackson shut him down with those threes at the end there?
Well, I mean, as a Bookie's defense on Kobe was pretty good all night.
Yeah, definitely. He was keeping him back. Kobe had 36 points, 14 rebounds, and 8 assists. So he did all right. But at the end of the night, it was Captain Jack, who was a gunslinger.
That he is.
Yeah. Did you you caught it when Barnett and fucking Fitz were talking after the game, and actually called him that? What were they saying? Like, there's a always a gunslinger in the Wild Western movie.
I didn't catch that.
You didn't catch that? It was fucking hilarious.
No.
Yeah, they actually called him a gunslinger.
Nice.
I got to pull that up somewhere. I'll have to get the audio for that. Yeah, great win, though. Nice, just seal it at the end with those threes. And then we go to Monday.
Different story,
definitely. What'd you think about Monday?
Bad officiating.
Definitely. The Fisher, we're going to have to talk about that, that call at the end there. Also, you'd brought something else up, that Ellis now has a tattoo?
Yeah, it looked like he got new ink on his arm there, on his left forearm, right forearm.
This was as of Monday?
Yeah, yes.
Because I didn't see that it was in the Sunday game, too?
I believe so.
Yeah, me and my wife did not see that. We were watching both games.
I believe so. It was in the Sunday game as well.
So he's becoming a thug with the rest. Yeah. Nice.
The Mississippi Bullet.
Yep, that's his nickname. Yeah.
Self-proclaimed Mississippi Bullet.
Let's see. In that game, now we're talking Monday, what did Ellis do?
I like the 9 assists from Ellis. You don't really see that too often.
9 assists, 9 rebounds, 18 points. So not
almost his first career triple-double.
True. Barron, 30 points, 9 rebounds, 7 assists. Looking good. Odom, though, man, 23 points, 21 rebounds, 5 assists.
Well, you didn't talk about him on Sunday. He did the same thing.
That's true. Odom's solid. I just don't like the Lakers.
Gotta like them.
Yeah. They're all right. We'll see. Hopefully we'll knock them out. then it comes down to the last call, right? That's what it really... In overtime, though.
In overtime, right.
It's not just, like a call in the fourth quarter.
They had come back from... I forgot what the deficit was. It was fairly big, though.
Yeah, at let's see. I don't know. Yeah, it was a big deficit. It wasn't like the
16 point lead, I think.
16. It wasn't the 26 that we put over them on Sunday, but yeah, it was a big lead. We came back, but so that call at the end was just garbage, and that's just, they should have let him play. You agree?
Yeah, I agree.
It should have just been a no call at anything. That, you know, I don't know. To in overtime like that, that sits sour with me.
Yeah, well, you just don't like referees, you know, deciding who wins the games, you know, just let the players decide, really.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's, I mean, they're there and they pretty much control the game, but they should, yeah. I mean, on things like that, it's the very end of the game. Yeah, don't. Man, come on. Anyway. So,
garbage.
Yeah, garbage. So we lost, as everyone could probably tell from our mood. So the next thing, Portland, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
What do you think about that?
Well,
easy W?
There's never such a thing as...
Especially on these ones that are supposed to be easy W's. We're looking good, hopefully tomorrow. We'll see. It should be a good one.
I think so.
Denver plays too, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, that's if we win, they lose, we're looking good. But it's close
Denver,
right now.
Denver's playing Dallas tomorrow on TNT.
Nice. I'll record that one. 0.5 games ahead of them as of tonight. So.
And Dallas is what? A game ahead of us?
Dallas is they're at 4.5, we're at 6, so that's what that's a game
and a half.
Game and a half, yeah. So, man, who? Well, yeah, well, what do you want to happen there? Do you want Denver to lose or Dallas to win, huh?
I mean, I personally would rather see Dallas make the eighth spot.
Yeah.
But Denver's just too deadly. They'll get in. Dallas won't make it, is my prediction.
That's what you think's gonna happen?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, without Dirk, I think you might be right. Dallas has fallen fast. After that, who cares, really, because Portland's 12 games out, you know? I mean, that's...
Right.
So it's just that if Dallas loses, I guess that could be a good thing. Maybe Denver winning wouldn't be that bad. Well, that concludes the first ever podcast. We'll see if we can do this again. Thanks for joining, and have a good one. Go Warriors. Mm-hmm.